Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, the Pod Squad are with me. Of course, we like to, we'll trawl through all of the podcasts that are out there. And each week we like to find one that we want to recommend to listeners, or maybe we want to warn you completely of it. Today, though, we're talking about Who Shat on the Floor of My Wedding.
It was such a perfect day. We had champagne reception under fluffy white clouds and jazz music playing and our favourite people.
I didn't know about this, I don't think, until afterwards, until we got back to the hotel.
One of our guests actually defecated on the floor, missing the toilet bowl by quite a distance. Yes. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to write an email to every single guest that attended our wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let them know that we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, that's just a very short clip. Our Pod Squad, who you can hear laughing in the background, editor of rollercoaster.ie, Sarah Jane Tobin, and 98FM producer Russell Alford. Thanks a million for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Russell, just maybe explain a little bit more context to listeners what this is about.
I thought we'll just call it this for now. Yeah. So I think the podcast title is quite self-explanatory in the sense that it is a true crime / comedy podcast. I think it takes the best of both worlds, of both the hilariousness that you can have when there's a humorous topic like this, specifically the title of the show, and fusing it with a little bit of true crime. Basically, brides Helen and Karen had a wedding on a boat in Amsterdam. They, during the course of events, went into the bathroom and there was, which word for the word shall I use for it?
Defecate,
dung here. I'm going to use dung for the first instance on the toilet or on the floor of the toilet. And they were inspired. Well, it was actually a friend of theirs was inspired to set up a podcast to discover who did it.
Yeah.
Or as they have been calling it, a pooed on it.
It's very much a the who did it kind of a podcast,
yeah,
isn't it?
Look, it is a bit of crack now, to be fair. But I don't know. I mean, they take it very seriously.
Yeah.
They take it very seriously. So we have Detective Lauren Kilby. She got her qualification online. So she's got, she's got all the credentials that I have. She can't, interrogate people. She can't get warrants, all that kind of thing. But she can bully people into, speaking to her. And yeah, she goes all in looking to see if she can sort this out with the help of the brides, of course. It is quite obvious, I think, that Lauren and one of the brides, I think it's Helen, work in marketing, because it's very clever the way they put it together. And it is very funny in parts. Now, it does, I don't know, I think it kind of, they overshoot it a little bit from time to time, but it is quite hilarious.
I agree with you on that. I thought then there's 13 episodes.
13.
Sorry, is there 13?
13.
So I've only listened to three of them.
No, yeah. And they're long.
Yes.
They're, like the last one is 1 minute or 1 hour and 43 minutes or something. Yeah, they're long.
Yeah.
Oh, because, sorry, one of my bonus points I had for this. Now, usually I tend to like podcasts that have, fairly short episodes. I did think some of these were even a little too short. They were nearly around kind of, well, the first one is only 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's maybe 20 minutes and they're even less than a half an hour. I didn't realise there was 13.
They get quite drawn out, yeah.
Mm. Right.
Mm. But you're invested at that stage until...
Have you both listened to all 13?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And without major spoiler alerts, but do we get a... Do we find out who did it at the end? We better.
I think that spoils it a little bit.
I suppose, yeah.
Yes. So,
can we say that?
There's like some of the, okay, so they try and get, I think what was it? There was 100 guests or something on the boat.
Yeah.
And then there was the entertainment and then there was the people, obviously the caterers and all that kind of stuff. So it was somebody, like it was a very locked off space. It had to be someone who was part of the wedding who did it, right? And it was very deliberately done because it was in the middle of the room, well away from the toilet. It wasn't like someone missed the toilet. and there was one guest who was very willing to pick it up and clean up out. So you're like, okay. Now he was very willing to give a statement, and he came. He did a lie detector test.
Yeah. Now this is a sort of a makey up lie detector test too. We should say.
They bought it for €99 online on Amazon.
But the dedication to it is fantastic,
it is.
And the control questions that they use are very amusing. This is where the comedy comes in. I think that it's just fusing the absurdity of comedy and true crime all together, and I think that's what really worked with it.
Had you heard of this, Russell, this podcast?
Yeah, I was very excited to delve into this.
Oh,
I hadn't gotten a chance to.
I had actually heard the name of it all right, but I didn't really know anything about it.
It's hard to forget the name of
it. Yeah, well,
when you do hear about it. I don't know, it was when you got to a certain point in the series, I often think edit, edit, edit. And I think 13 episodes was too many. I think it could have been drawn maybe up to 8 episodes.
Yeah,
and it would have been
that
perfection.
Would have been perfect.
Yeah. There's a certain element of, has the success maybe made them a little bit greedy to elongate them that tiny bit more and more as each episode went on?
They go back, don't they? They kind of retrace old footsteps a little bit that are kind of unnecessary, and then they put in little stories that aren't really, they don't add anything to it.
Yeah, but as long as the thread continues on enough to keep you interested, and there's so many amusing things. I love Aussie comedies and TV. Mm. Like, I watch Kath and Kim in my sleep because I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
So I understand a lot of the lingo, the expressions in particular, and the humour as well. But one of the things that adds to this is, and the other podcasts do this too, it's go onto their Instagram and check out the evidence.
Yeah, the evidence. And then when you put faces, they actually have, you know, guests from the wedding who take part in the lie detector strapped up in chairs.
Like, really?
Very seriously doing the lie detector and all. It is quite hilarious.
It's very like, you know, in the newspaper tabloids where it's like, point at the thing that hurt you. It's very much those kind of staged images. It's very amusing.
I kind of find when I was listening to it that it's nearly like the conversation you'd have with your friends in the pub about, you know, who do you think did this and who repeated the story they weren't supposed to tell. There's a little bit of a, like, the initial stage of the Colleen Rooney Agatha Christie feel about it for me. A little bit like it, you know, when you hear about the whole process of what she did with Instagram and blocking all of the people and the friends and blah blah blah. There is a little bit of that vibe to this too.
Absolutely there is. I mean, they went all in. They definitely did go all in. But I think at the end of it, it was a little bit too much for me. It was a little bit too much of an oversell. There was a bit too much of that. I mean, like, the comedy was kind of lost a little bit in it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a true crime.
It's, no.
And you
it's
know,
just two friends trying to find out who went to the toilet and the floor
and
during the wedding.
Like, they were accused. Oh my God, one was accusing the other's mother.
Yeah,
of doing it.
And like, having to call up the mother on the phone. That was a very amusing episode.
That was a funny episode.
Yeah. Like, I haven't got to that one.
Yeah, no, the mother got involved. And then, they were blaming people then that had nothing to do with anything. They never kind of featured. That was what kind of annoyed me a little bit towards
the
end.
And then, especially towards the end, there was a handful of characters that were thrown in. And you were like, I did not just listen to 10 episodes
to
be this person.
Yes.
I wanted to be the person who came in like episode 3 or 4 and new evidence has been discovered.
See,
to drag them in for another interrogation and getting a confession.
But that's the thing that annoyed me about it. I was so disappointed at the end. I was like, 16 years of my life, I'm not getting back.
What did you make of the hosts? Did you enjoy that?
This is
their first rodeo now in podcasting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love them. I thought they were very amusing. Like, if you think of their success with this podcast, you know, it was hugely popular. They won so many awards over in the UK in particular at a time when I guess the likes of, you know, various podcast platforms are laying people off. They were doing really well independently, and they thought so much of it that they have made a second series, not on this topic, unfortunately.
I was going to say, how do you get a second series out of this?
It's another very similar true crime tale, which when I get 16 hours available.
Yeah, I haven't delved into that one just yet.
Have you enjoyed the hosts?
I did. I thought they were very good. I did think towards the end they were all taking it a little bit too seriously.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
But I did.
I liked. I enjoyed listening to them. I didn't feel like their delivery was nice. It wasn't too over the top. Like, their speech was nice pace.
Yeah.
You didn't have to keep rewinding.
And that's the thing. It doesn't require a huge amount of attention to listen to this, isn't it?
Like, no, that's the thing. You put it on in the background when you're cooking dinner or when you've, you know.
Not when eating.
No, not when eating.
Not when eating.
No.
I was trying to have lunch one day. I was like, I can't listen to this at the same time. It's just the graphic descriptions were too much.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like they were measuring things and they were, you know, colour charts and
the
all Bristol sorts.
Bristol stool chart.
Yeah.
That says enough.
It is different though to a lot of the other podcasts we've talked about that are often, you know, really, really serious. Like, this is just, I suppose, an example of two people who are not from the podcasting or, you know, I suppose necessarily the radio world, who have launched a podcast that has been incredibly successful, actually just off the back of their own story, something that happened to
them. But they said that, like, so their wedding was in 2018, the 11th of August 2018, and whenever they think of their wedding, That's all they can think of.
That's all they think of.
You know, you can't
blame
them for
soiled
wanting
it.
It's soiled it. But you can't blame them for kind of wanting to get to the bottom of it. If that's your most special day. And like people, like I was looking at photographs of them online last night, and one of the photographs on the Instagram is like someone actually bought them a turd Christmas tree thing.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, like, you know, just
match the momentum.
You know, like, I mean, if that's your legacy. You
there's a texter here who says they should have kept some of it for DNA purposes if they knew there was going to be a podcast. Another one said, though, they found it actually quite funny and creative as an idea as well. Did you enjoy it, Russell?
In the end, I did. I just think the payback, without spoiling it by the end, just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah,
I have
really?
To say. Yeah, it was funny. It was very funny. And, I mean, we were talking outside. There was just random things thrown in. Like one person had, you know, a theory that a submarine was coming along and it was some, you know, someone could have absconded.
That
it was
episode
just like,
drop.
Yeah. Once, it really? Kind of, once that kind of happened, I was like, nah, I'm over it. But, you know, in hindsight, looking back, I'm like, actually, I did enjoy it.
Mm. Yeah. But I've only listened to three of the episodes and I thought it was like, you know, it was entertaining, easy listening this morning if you want to throw on something. Mm. And like, I do think it's the kind of thing I could see myself chatting to my friends about. There's, you know, there's a little bit of that about it. There's good kind of talkability, I suppose, out of it too. But I don't know if I want to commit 13 episodes or time to 13 episodes.
And that's especially that last one being especially so long. Is...
It's so what did you say? It is an hour and...
It's like an hour and 43 minutes or something. It's like
that's a movie.
Yeah.
No, that's not for me at all. How many stars out of five, Sarah Jane Tobin?
I'd probably give it three.
Mm. Three?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still a very decent result.
For me, it's good because I don't have the attention, generally speaking, for, as you say, 13 episodes. Like, I would normally switch off. But
you'd have been gone. You wouldn't have stuck with this necessarily if you weren't coming into chat about
no,
it.
I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad I did in that respect. But yeah, three, I think is fair.
Yeah, Russell? I'd agree. Three as
three
well.
As
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, really, I was intrigued enough to listen to it anyway. And then I dropped off it ages ago. So decided this is my commitment to listen to it now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. It was amusing. It's good to see what the hype is about. It's just timing. You space it out.
Yeah.
Like
once a week, maybe.
I'm fascinated in this, though. I'm told a lot of the podcast producers or big sort of podcast houses, they have a kind of a standard about six or eight, I think, is typically what a lot of them recommend. Mm. They suggest that's how long a series should be. Six or eight is loads. Loads of episodes.
Independence. This is what happens when you get the run of yourself. Yeah, you make 13, an odd number.
And then you think it's great and you just want to keep going.
Well, exactly. That is the podcast that our pod squad are recommending today. Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding? That is the name of it. That, of course, is our pod squad. That's the editor of rollercoaster.ie, Sarah Jane Tobin, and 98FM producer Russell Alford. Thanks a million, guys, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.